Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Spirits Healing Circle, where we'll explore ways to let go of our fears to become free. And with that said, I'm going to turn things over to Jean, who is going to be doing an opening meditation, and then we will propose topics for discussion for the evening.
Good evening, everyone. If you would please just take a moment and close your eyes. And let's take three breaths and we'll hold them for a count of three. Breathing in the first breath. Taking the second breath. Taking the third breath. Allow yourself to be fully present for this experience and this sharing. Let's take one more breath before we get started and hold to three. As our feet are grounded with Mother Earth and fully present in our bodies. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Well, present tonight are Jean Salch, Mary Blake, Kat Edwards, and myself. And I'm wondering if any of you women have topics that you would like to discuss tonight.
I think it would be a good time to talk about the resources and the things that we know and the things that we embody that we forget about, especially when we need them, when we're tired or when we're stressed a little bit. Somehow or other, we kind of need somebody else to remind us about the things that we know and the things that we have to work with, and we're temporarily thrown off, or we're exhausted, or we're just not thinking straight, or something is bothering us, and let's just think about all of those things that we have and that we've worked for years and years to build up, and we just don't use them all the time.
Perfect. Anybody else? Well,
I think that's a good topic.
I think that's a beautiful topic. Is there anybody that would like to start? Please chime in.
Well, Mary brought the topic up, so let's start with her because she knows something on her mind about the topic.
Actually, what brought it up was David mentioning that he's not quite 110% as he usually is, and that made me think about it. Well, of course you have so many resources, David. You know so many things, and you could easily call upon them if somebody else asked you for help. But here you are, and I found myself in the same situation from time to time. We just simply forget how much is out there for us, what spirit offers us, and our friends, and even strangers. I mean, the kindness of strangers is wonderful, and just sometimes so thrillingly beautiful that your heart almost stops because someone you never met before who has absolutely nothing to gain is suddenly reaching out to you. It's wonderful. So I think we are, to coin a phrase, if you remember Andy Mame, the world's a banquet, and most blankety blanks are out there starving to death.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing up the topic. I'll just speak for a moment next. Since you cited your inspiration as being me, and what you said resonates for me. I think I was in a place today where I forgot that I have unlimited resources, and just because I'm feeling fatigued, just because I don't feel as prepared as usual, that doesn't mean that I don't have resources to draw from. Just taking a look at the richness of my past, my own intellect, a little help from my friends, and I'm grateful that you all are present tonight, because what you contribute to this show richly blesses me and those who listen to it. My only chagrin about the show is that we have not been able to attract more people, as had been my intention originally. But I think that it's become a fascinating format, and Kat and I last week were the only ones present, and we had a really stimulating dialogue. And so I'm thankful again for that, Kat. I wanted to express my gratitude. We do have another caller on the line. Let's just find out who that is, and then Kat or Jean can share next. Let me just check. Hi, area code 802. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
All right.
What's today's subject?
Well, tonight we're talking about the resources we have that we sometimes forget about. So Mary has shared, Mary, Jean, Kat, and myself are present, and now you. And I'm going to turn to Kat next, if you're willing to go next, and we'll come back to you, Bonnie, and
thanks, David.
We'll welcome whatever you might have to share.
Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Bonnie. Nice to have you on the show. I meet a lot of people who come to me as clients who are at a loss and they don't know where to go, and they come to me for some spiritual guidance. And I do their numerology and I see that they have a life path that is challenged but is often blessed. And a lot of the life path numbers are. And I see these people, they're very capable. Most of my clients are women. Most of them are mothers. Mothers are very, very capable. I was in the audience watching a business seminar one day run by an accountant who was an entrepreneur, and she had become so impressed by the mothers who were working for her, she decided to only employ mothers because of the way that they have to be efficient. If you've got limited hours because your kids are in school, you're going to be more efficient with those hours. You're going to be more motivated, more action-orientated. You're going to goal set and achieve, and you're going to get a better outcome And these people are underutilized in the workforce because they're seen as second rate because they're mothers. And here we are as people who are working 24/7, doing everything that we can to look after our house, look after our children, and earn a living and look after ourselves. And I think at times things become too much and these people are stuck and they forget. They forget just how amazing they are. And so what I often do is I get them to go back through their achievements in their life. Most people, not all, but most people have a scrapbook or some photo albums or something that has achievements in it from their youth. And then we tend not to collect so many as we get older, but we can still sit there and tick them off. And I think that's something that we really need to do, especially if you're frightened about something that you have to face, you know, whether it's a big achievement that you have to face or dealing with a difficult person. You can always go back into your past and look at your achievements and look at a similar situation and how you were able to overcome it. And if there isn't a similar situation, but there was a situation that really challenged you, you can draw inspiration from yourself from that. And we can look at other people and draw inspiration, but we also need to draw inspiration from ourselves. I think our own resources are underestimated, and as parents, not just as mothers, but as parents as well. Now, we wear many hats. We're very capable, and we should be acknowledged for that. What do you think, Jean? You're a mum as well.
Excuse me. First, I would like to say thank you, Mary, for bringing up this topic, because it's a really great topic.
Thank you.
And, and thank you, Kat. And David and Bonnie and everybody else. Well, for me, when I first started learning tools for myself before I went out and shared with others, I had to constantly remind myself by saying, and this is the past I'm talking about, I would have to constantly remind myself, okay, now what would you, if you were in a professional setting or if you were out having a conversation in the world and somebody was having an experience, how could you, what could you say to them, right? And then I would say to myself, well, okay, well, first thing I could do is I could take some deep breaths. And then decide, is this something that I can control, that I have control over, or is this something that I have to just trust that it's all going to work out? And then use other tools, such as maybe leaving affirmations around the house. When my energy is feeling low, and this has nothing to do with religion, I sit down and I do the rosaries because it restores my rainforest energy. So I think that's what Mary was referring to. And Mary, please, if I misunderstood the topic, please correct me, okay? But I think you were saying, you know, the resources that we have that we can tap into and that other people have shared with us that resonate with us. Am I understanding? Is that what you meant?
Actually, there are all kinds of resources that we have that are available for us, and mostly we don't recognize them or reach out to them or even take advantage of them. So many times I have people who feel that they have reached a point of failure or something in their lives. And I will point out to them, I will have them tell me about successes that they have had, and I say, you are the same person that had those wonderful successes, only you've learned so much since then. You are that person plus everything that you have gained and learned in between. And sometimes they're just totally stunned that I should point that out to them. It seems so obvious. Am I still... Hello?
Jean,
I'm
back
here.
To you. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, there are, in today's times, there's resources out there that are unbelievable because of the internet. And, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, and early 80s, it was really hard to find those resources unless you lived in a big city or happened to look things up in the library.
Well, think about the time when it took George Washington 3 weeks to get from New York to Washington. Think about when there were no telephones, no nothing. And people had to reach out and reach in to each other and reach out to God and reach out to church. And what did they do then? How did they survive? How did those people with no computer write all those incredible 1,000-page books? We are getting spoiled. I really think that we are getting spoiled, and we're giving up too easily, and we are accepting limitations that are not there at all. The main limitations that we have are inside our head, and not the soul, the mind. And when what we think usually becomes our reality. So as we open up to greater resources, and as we reach down into things within us that God has given us, that we have brought in to this world with us, there's really no stopping you, except if you think that there's a barrier in front of you.
What do you think, Bonnie?
Well, I know that when I got divorced, I took advantage of outside resources to help me get through that time, because it was so extremely painful and difficult for me. And I talked with my friends. I talked with a doctor. I had to try to figure out who I actually was again before all of this happened, because I was a wife and a mother to 3 children. I was a Navy wife. I did all sorts of things like that through the military. And then once my ex-husband retired, those resources weren't really there anymore. And at the time of my divorce, I had to figure out who I was again. You know, what were my passions? What did I want to be when I grew up? And you have to dig down deep inside yourself and remember those things. And then if you still want to do those things, that's when you go to your outside resources.
Mhm. And you reach in to find out who you really are down there.
Yeah. Well, you have to. I mean, after, you know, something like that, after being the mom and always on as the mom and the wife and always being on as the wife,
always taking the smallest portion and always giving things to the family first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was happy to do that. And then, and I still did that afterwards. I mean, after I figured it all out. So, I mean, I just dug down deep. Who do you really want to be? What is it that you want to do with the rest of your life? And I went into teaching. I'm not a teacher per se, but I have enough life experience from all the other jobs I've ever held that when it came to teaching kids or middle schoolers is where it started. I had two girls that were middle schoolers already, you know, and I just knew that was something I really, really wanted to do. And so I did it.
Good.
That's a real testimonial, Bonnie. Thank you for sharing that.
It sure is.
Thank you.
You can be an inspiration to many, many people that are in the same situation and feel lost and don't even know who they are. Look in the mirror and say, I don't know who I am anymore.
I try. I've made it my life's purpose. I don't do that work anymore because I became disabled. But I try to see people often come to me for advice or my opinion, and I listen and I give them my most heartfelt opinion. And I try not to hurt feelings. You know?
Sure.
Sometimes you have to get a little tough with people, but that's what they call that tough love.
Yeah.
It's not just for
Sounds
your kids.
Sounds like you lead by example, Bonnie.
I try. I really try.
And it just
I really
goes
do
to show that you never know what kind of a resource you are to others. You know, when you can serve as an inspiration. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Well, as they say, when you're walking around and you smile at people, you don't know what their day has been like. But if you smile at them or say hello to them, it might lift that crummy feeling, if even only for a moment.
It's so easy to make another person's day. You know,
sure.
It really is. A smile or a gesture or even holding a door for someone.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree.
A comment or a grin or a wink.
Mm-hmm.
Totally makes a person's day.
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jean?
I'm sorry, I forgot my phone was on mute. I always mute phone just in case I knock something over or, you know, or move so that I don't disturb. Well, I'd like to also hear from everybody else, too, but thank you for sharing what you shared, Bonnie, because a lot of people go through that. I went through that also myself. And but I was in an area where I had no family and no friends in the area. And that can be really tough, especially when you're raising children by yourself and they're trying to get their own emotions, you know, figured out, because, you know, children always go through all kinds of things in their heads when parents separate. And then the adult who has the children is trying to manage their emotions and on top of being present with the children.
Yep, I completely agree.
And I've heard people over the years, you know, badmouth back and forth over their ex-spouse to their children, which I think is really sad. But I thought it was better for my children to find out how people are in the world on their own. But the only thing I really want to add to that is it takes a lot of inner strength and inner courage. And I think when people have children that go through this experience, they have a little bit more extra strength and power in them because of their children. And but in, you know, in today's world, like, you know, Mary and you and Kat and David mentioned that there are lots of resources out there. And yes, I love smiling at people. I love talking to people when I'm out in the world. I'll have conversations in the grocery line. They're always positive ones. But anyway, that's all I have to share. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. Kat, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I really loved Bonnie's story. You know, it runs a common thread for a lot of people and a lot of the clients that I see, and even for myself at times in my life when I've said, oh, who am I? I've gone to that place. I've had to rebuild my life as well after a relationship breakup. And it can be very difficult, especially if you have made a family with that person. And you are wanting to really explore life with that person and you love them, then to find that it's not worked out, it's very difficult. But there's a lot of people that I meet who also, they grow up and they go to university or tertiary education, and they do what their parents told them to do. And they get that job that they don't really like. They settle for a 9-to-5 or a shift work or something that pays the bills, but they absolutely hate. And one day they turn up in my office and they say, I don't know what to do. I'm in overwhelm. I feel like I'm a capable person. I don't understand why I'm so unhappy. And I feel like I want to check out. And the third thing is they've come and sought help, so that's great. They're not going to check out because they've come to seek help. And they've caught themselves before they just say, well, there's no point in living anymore. But these people will get to that point. A lot of people get to that point. And it's a crossroad. What do I do? Do I walk towards who I am or stay where I am and just become a robot? Or do I check out? And most people choose to either stay where they are or take the risk on themselves and go and explore their life. And what I tend to tell people is be practical, don't quit your job, you need to pay your bills, but start looking at weekend courses, night classes, go to, I don't know what you call it in the USA, we call them a news agency. It's where you've got a lot of magazines on the rack, birthday cards, you can buy a gold lotto ticket. So go where they sell lots of magazines. And have a look at all the different hobbies and interests because you can get it in your hand, not on the computer. It's a physical book or magazine, and you can go home and flip through and read all about different things. And as you're reading about them, you remember the wonder of being a kid and being interested in stuff, any kind of stuff. The whole point is, we throw it out into a general sort of, we sort of cast the net in a general realm, and people tend to sort of say, well, you know, I did like being in the garden, or I do like pigeons, or I really do like ponds, or building model airplanes. Or no, they kind of already have an idea anyway. But you cast the net in a general sense. And then you let them explore, and they drill down and drill down and drill down until they get to a point where they go, you know what, I think I want to be an aircraft engineer. Or, you know what, I think I want to learn permaculture. And boom, they found it. They found the path again. Suddenly going to work in that job they hate is a means to an end, and there's an out. They're no longer unhappy. It might suck the day-to-day, especially if there's morons that they have to work with. But there's an out. They know, oh, I'm going to go to these night classes. I'm going to go to these weekend workshops. I'm going to take 2 weeks off of work, and I'm going to go to this big seminar. I'm going to go and do things. I'm getting back into my life. I might make a project at home and start learning on the fly and building up my practical knowledge. And suddenly, there's energy, there's action, and there's excitement. And then all the resources that they could ever need begin to fall into their lap. Yeah, sometimes you need money for resources, but other times you just need someone to point them out to you. So you've got your inner resources, which are already there, and all we really did was tap into them. But then you've got the external resources. Because the universe likes to play with you. You play with the universe, it plays back. You know, we're kids together, all of us. We're all in it together, and we're all part of the greater ecosystem of the universe. So the resources tend to fall into place. And if you know you're on the right path, when things that you need do fall into place quite easily. And then you just go with it, you know. Sometimes it's hard. It's not working. Stop. That part is not for you. Come back, pull yourself back, think about it. Okay, I'm going to have a rest. I'm going to go and play some more doing something else. Then I'm going to come back. So you might go on SingStar, sing some songs, bake a cake, watch a movie. And then you come back and you go, rightio, I'm going to do this again. And bang, the resources tend to start to appear. You know, search engines, I call them the oracle because you ask a question that gives you an answer, and it's very specific. You've got to ask a specific question for a specific answer, and that's just like readers. Readers are oracles. You know, you come to me and you ask a specific question, you're going to get a specific answer. You ask a general question, you're going to get a general answer. and don't shoot the messenger. So Google, Bing, Safari, they're all oracles. So you go in and you ask the oracle for the thing you need. I needed a scheduling booking software for my website. I just started Googling it, listened to other people talking about it. Took me a little while, but bang, I've got it. It's all falling into place. So you start to find the resources will come to you. And, yeah, sometimes just put it out there to the universe. Hey, I need this resource. Other times they're already within you, and it's part of the joy is in the discovering. And I think that's what I'm hearing Bonnie saying, is that she had this joy in discovering. And she realized the skill that she had as a mother, she could transfer into her workplace, and she could really explore herself on that level. And unfortunately, I'm sorry you've become disabled, Bonnie, but I hope that this actually then allowed you to explore another side of yourself and another interesting part of your life, because your mind is obviously very sharp, and ultimately it's the mind, not the body, that we live through. The body is the vehicle for the life that we have. So, yeah, I find it quite exciting to assist people to tap into their resources. How about you, David? In your life as a social worker, you must have come across people who really needed to remember who they were and what they had within them.
Yes, I did. And some of them were not capable of doing that. I dealt with a lot of folks that had dementia. And, you know, for people that were in earlier stages of it, I think that the joy that they got from reminiscing was their best resource at that point in time. You know, it was... the handwriting was on the wall for those folks. I had success stories with people that had mental illness, that were experiencing different forms of mental illness, that were able to reach deep and discover that they did have the capacity to do things for themselves, and many of them actually left the system. But a lot of the folks that I dealt with, unfortunately, they were not success stories. The challenge for me was to try to work with the folks that I dealt with in terms of uncovering whatever it was that their main objectives were, but some of them were just so out of touch with that. I had to help out with them discovering those things. Or it was just a matter of band-aiding together enough services to keep them so that they could maintain a sense of homeostasis. I just want to say that I really appreciate the resources of you women tonight and the sharing that you've done. It stimulated so much gratitude within me for the different qualities that you've brought to light tonight. And I was especially moved by talking about overcoming past challenges and the resources that came to people when they remembered things from their past. And we do have Sharon has joined us. I think we're winding up unless other people have something to say. But Sharon, just what we're talking about tonight, Mary brought up the topic of resources that we have that we've forgotten about. And it was kind of inspired by, it was inspired by my saying to the group that I just felt like I was at a loss tonight. And so Mary brought up that topic. Is there anything that you'd like to share, Sharon?
Excuse me. I apologize for coming in late. Future apologies if I'm repeating anything that's somewhat, I'm springboarding. I'll just put it that way if I'm repeating. One of the things that I like doing and catches me off guard is when I put my resume together and then I start reading the finished product or even maybe halfway through the rough draft, I am so impressed with myself. I'm thinking, excuse me, I'd like to get Temme to do this job, whatever the job focus is. Because I look at the resume, and I think that might go for any one of us, and beyond whoever's on this line right now, apply to anybody, especially when it comes to the point of not only what the job experience has been or skills, but characteristics and excuse me, the adjectives of, you know, the action verbs and what I've actively put together or done. And I really think that can apply to any one of us. I think it's a big boost that really will highlight resources that I think of myself, and I'll even say to others and describe in context myself what a resourceful, resilient person I am. And I think it's reflected when we put together, I know it's kind of trendy or supported today in spiritual discussion groups to outline a personal assessment of what our strengths are. And so anyway, I'm reminded of that whenever I have not had to look at a resume of mine recently, but I recall doing that and just getting a real upliftment over reading through character strengths. And so I'll leave it at that.
Well, thank you, Sharon. I appreciate your sharing. Is there anybody else with a burning desire to chime in one more time?
Well, I just would like to compliment you, David, for what I call the magic turnaround. When I made a suggestion, you instantly picked up on that and profited from it, and it's sort of the dream that we who work with people wish we could have someone like you, like what you just demonstrated, in taking a suggestion and running with it and making it your own, and then turning it back and sharing your input with it, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, Mary, thank you for bringing up the topic, and I think the beautiful thing about what you just said is that when you put out your desire to the universe always answers, and I think that was a perfect example of that in action, and I thank each and every one of you for sharing. Kat has agreed to honor us with a closing meditation, and so let me turn this back over to Kat. And just as a reminder, we're here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we welcome anybody new to join us and share in the discussion of topics that come from the individuals that participate. And thank you for listening. Kat?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody who's tuned in. If you can get comfortable in your chair and make your feet flat on the floor. Take three deep breaths all the way into the bottom of your tummy and let that tummy really expand. And then breathe out nice and long and slow. Breathe in peace. Breathe out confusion. Breathe in joy. greed, art, lackluster. Breathe in love and breathe out rejection. Just keep focusing on your breath. And this time, I'm going to breathe in and hold it for 3, 2, 1. And breathe out for 3, 2, 1. And breathe in 3, 2, 1. Out 3, 2, 1. And focus on your heart. And just breathe normally, but focus on your heart. And listen to the sound of your own inner laughter. Remember being a child. Remember the laughter. Remember the interesting things. Remember the wonder. Just stay in that place of being a child in laughter and curiosity and wonder. Breathe into it and expand that all through your body. And let happiness, the happy memory of when you were a child, well up. I know some people might find that hard, but it will have been. There will have been something. Watching a frog, seeing leaves in the breeze, seeing how insects flock together in a ray of light in the summer, walking in sun showers, jumping into swimming pools on a hot day, drinking hot chocolate on a cold night. Remember the good. Now I want you to focus on the good in your childhood. And when you open your eyes, I'd like you to look around the room that you're in and see 3 things that are good, the basic good. The basic good is the floor. The basic good is the color red or the color blue. The basic good is water. The basic good is the fact you can breathe. And for the rest of the evening or the day, depending on where you are, remind yourself of the joy that you had as a child and of the basic good that you had then and the basic good you have now. This will assist you in your path. With all the divinity that is in me, I bless you. So be it.
Bless you, Kat, and thank you. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Night.
Good night.